you go to school? Part 2. Let's practice. How do you go to the cinema?
I go there by bike.
When does the film start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
How often do you go to see films?
Twice a month.
How much is the ticket?
It's 15 yuan.
Part 3. Book and read. Jack lived in a small place. One day his father said to him,
Jack, I can't go to your grandpa's place. You go there by yourself.
Jack got the address and went to London by train. He thought,
this place isn't far. I can find it easily.
But an hour later, he was still looking for it.
So he stopped and asked an old lady. She said,
go straight along this street and turn left and then right.
Jack went and found it. He was very happy to see his grandpa. He said he would go to see him again.
A few days later, Jack went to see his grandpa again. Again, he could not find the place. So he asked someone on the way.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to this place? The old lady looked at him and said,
young man, are you still looking for that place?
It was the same old lady.
Part 4. Let's chant.
There was an old woman who lived in the shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some water without any bread, then cleaned them carefully and sent them to bed. They wear nice hats. They wear nice clothes.
They are like sisters. They are very close.
They look like brothers. They have big noses.
Exercises. Part 1. Listen and tick. 1. How are they going to the park? Hello, Ted. Are you going to the park with us this afternoon?
Yes. Why?
How do you go there?
I wanted to go there by bike, but there was something wrong with my bike. So I'm going there by bus.
Really? I'm going there by bus, too. We can go there together.
When are we going to meet?
We are going to meet at 1 o'clock.
Where are we going to meet?
We are going to meet at the gate. 2. When does the bookstore open on Sundays? Excuse me, sir. When does the bookstore open?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You can ask the man over there.
Excuse me, sir. When does the bookstore open?
Oh, it opens at 8:30 and closes at 6.
Does it open at 8:30 on Sundays?
No. It opens at 9 on Sundays and closes at 6.
I see. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
3. How much are the sausages per kilo?
Can I help you, ma'am? What would you like?
How much is the fish?
It's 10 yuan per kilo.
What about the chicken?
It's 7 yuan per kilo.
How much is the sausage?
It's 12 yuan per kilo. Do you want anything?
Get me a kilo of sausages, please.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you. Unit 7. Let's make fruit salad. Part 1. Let's talk. Hello, everyone. Have you got any apples?
Yes.
Have you got any bananas?
Yes. Have you got any oranges? Yes.
Let's make fruit salad. Okay?
Yes, let's do it. Part 3. Let's sing.
Wash apples, wash apples. Everybody washes apples. Peel bananas. Everybody peels bananas. Cut apples, cut bananas. Cut apples and bananas. Mix them, mix them. Everybody mixes them. Eat it, eat it. Let's share and eat it. Clean it up and clean it up. Everybody cleans it up.
Part 8. Look and read. Mr. and Mrs. Green have 5 children. They like to eat fruit very much, but each person likes a different fruit.
Betty likes apples. Susie likes eating watermelon. Ben enjoys eating bananas. Bill likes coconuts. And Anne enjoys mangoes.
So every day it's hard for Mr. and Mrs. Green to buy fruits for them. One day, Mr. and Mrs. Green said to the children,
"Now, we want to give each person a day to choose his or her favorite fruit. Then others will eat that fruit too. Do you agree?"
"Yes,"
said Anne.
"But what about Saturdays and Sundays? On Saturday, your father chooses his favorite fruit. So you will choose your favorite fruit on Sunday?"
"That's right,"
said the mother.
"Is that okay?"
"Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes!"
Yes!
Everybody
shouted.
Unit 8. Shopping in the classroom. Part 1. Let's talk.
"Good morning. Can I help you?"
"Yes. I'd like to buy a ruler."
"How much is the ruler?"
"It's 5 cents.
"Give me 2 rulers, please."
"That's 10 cents. "How much is this dog?"
"It's 20 cents.
"Can I see the dog, please?"
"Sure."
"How much is this bunch of grapes?"
"It's 2 cents. "How much are the sweets?"
"It's 10 cents apiece."
"How much is the chocolate?"
"It's 10 cents.
"This sticker is nice. How much is it?"
"It's 5 cents.
"Can I have one, please?"
"Sure." "How much is the pencil?"
"It's 10 cents. Part 3. Let's chant.
Shopping! Shopping! Everybody's shopping! Shopping for Christmas! Shopping for Easter! Shopping for Father and shopping for Mother! Shopping for lunch and shopping for supper! Shopping in summer and shopping in winter!"
Part 4. A short poem.
play. Bill, Daisy, and Sally. Hi, Bill. Would you like to go shopping with me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a lot of homework.
Come on, you can do it later.
But I have to play football with my friends.
Don't worry. We'll be back soon. Hello. What are you doing here? I want to go shopping. Would you like to go with me? What do you want to buy? I want to buy some stickers. I like stickers.
Stickers? Really?
Yes.
Oh, I like stickers. Okay. Let's go and buy stickers.
Yes, let's go. Part 6. Look, read, and answer. 3 months ago, we wanted to move to a new place, so we decided to sell our house.
We put a piece of paper on the tree in front of our house. It says,
"Come, look, and buy."
10 minutes later, a young man came. He didn't go into the house, but he went to look at the tree.
He walked around the tree again and again. Then he asked,
"How much is the tree?"
We were all surprised. He didn't come to buy the house. He came to buy the tree.
Now the tree has gone, but we still live in that house.
Exercises. Part 1. Listen, draw, and color. Look, who are they?
They are Ted and Mary.
What are they doing here?
They are shopping.
Are they going to buy something?
Yes.
But there are some things missing.
Right. Let's quickly draw them.
Okay.
Can you see the watermelon?
Yes. Draw 2 big watermelons nearby.
Okay.
What about the bananas? There aren't many left. Shall I draw some?
No, don't draw any bananas, but draw some grapes and oranges.
Yes.
Have you seen the coconut?
Yes.
Please draw some mangoes on the coconuts.
All right.
Quick! Draw 2 big tomatoes in 1 empty box, and draw some beans in the other empty box.
Are they all green?
Yes. Color the beans green, but the tomatoes red.
Okay. Shall I draw some fruit between the apples?
No. But draw a pineapple next to the pineapple and make it 4.
Good. Look, what's in the empty box next to the beef?
It's fish. Please draw a fish in it.
Good.
Oh, they are coming. Let's go into the room.
Okay, let's go. Part 3. Let's practice in groups. 1.
Where are you going?
I'm going shopping.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a toothbrush.
Why?
I can't brush my teeth in the morning. Mine is broken.
I see.
2.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to buy some pens and pencils.
We have many here. Which one do you like?
That blue one, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. How much is it?
It's 120.
Thank you. I'll take the blue one. 3. What would you like?
I'd like some juice, please.
Would you like to have some ice?
Yes, please. Can I have some water, too?
Sure.
How much is it?
It's 5 yuan. Unit 9. I like birds, but I don't like cats. Part 1. Let's talk. There are many birds and dogs. Do you like them?
I like birds, but I don't like dogs.
Do you like cats?
No, I don't.
Part 3. Read and answer.
Many children like monkeys, but they don't like bears or lions because they are dangerous. When they go to the zoo, they often go to see the monkeys first. They like to see baby monkeys sitting on their mother's shoulders. Monkeys are children's best friends. Children like to play with them. Monkeys are very quick. They often run here and there, up and down. Sometimes they make faces. Sometimes they put up their hands and want to get bananas from the people who are watching them in the zoo.
Part 5. Say it. 5 little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. The mummy called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed."
4 little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. The mummy called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed."
3 little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. The mummy called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed."
2 little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. The mummy called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed."
1 little monkey jumped on the bed. He fell off and bumped his head. The mummy sat there, feeling very sad. Now no more monkeys jumped on the bed. Part 7. Let's sing. Exercises. Part 2. Listen and tip. 1. What does Bob like doing? Hi, Bob. I'm going shopping. Do you like to go with me?
I'm sorry. I don't like to go shopping. I'm going to the library.
Come on. Shopping is fun. You can see and buy the things you like.
But I like reading. Don't you like reading?
No, reading is boring. Oh, there comes Jane. Maybe she likes to go shopping with me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
2. What animal does Jane like? Bill, what's your favorite animal?
Well, I like animals, but I don't have any favorite ones.
Do you like crocodiles or pandas?
No, I don't like crocodiles. But I like pandas. How about you, Jane?
I like cats, but I don't like crocodiles either. Oh, tomorrow is Saturday. Would you like to go to the zoo with me?
Sure. When and where shall we meet?
We'll meet at 9 a.m. at the gate of the zoo.
Okay. See you tomorrow, then.
See you. 3. What is the man going to have in the restaurant? Hi, sir. What would you like? We have nice mutton with carrots.
I don't like those carrots. Could I have some tomatoes?
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have any tomatoes now. We have beans and peas. Would you like some?
I don't like beans and peas, and I don't like carrots. I like tomatoes.
I'm sorry. How about some potatoes?
Okay. Potatoes are fine.
Would you like some juice or Coca-Cola?
I don't like Coca-Cola, but I like juice.
Okay, juice and potatoes will be ready in a minute. Unit 10. What's wrong with you? Part 1. Let's talk. What's wrong with you?
I have a headache.
What's wrong with you? I have a stomach ache.
What's the matter? I have a toothache.
What's the matter?
I have an earache.
What's the matter?
I have a bad cold. I coughed a lot yesterday.
Is there anything wrong with you? I have a temperature. Part 3. A role play. A doctor and Lin Tao in the doctor's office.
May I come in?
Yes, please. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Now tell me, what's the problem?
I have a headache. Sometimes I feel cold, and sometimes I feel hot.
Did you take your temperature?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a bad cough yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you have a bad cold.
Can I still go out and play football?
No, you can't. You should take a good rest. Drink a lot of water and stay in bed for a day or two.
I can't play football. That's too bad.
Come here again if it gets worse.
Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Part 4. Let's chant.
Something happened to my brother Jim when someone threw a tomato at him. Tomatoes are soft and can't hurt people, but this one came in a purple tin. Something was wrong with my pet frog. He walked on the ground but never hopped. He didn't like water and he didn't like rain, but he liked to meet people and travel by train.
Part 5. Look, read, and answer. If you go to see a doctor in another country, don't be afraid, even if you don't speak their language. They have got a book for you.
When you see the doctor, he will pass you a little book. It has many pictures, but no words. You can look at the pictures and point at them. Then the doctor soon understands what you feel and what you need.
The pictures are very easy. For example, if you are tired and you don't want to stay in the hospital, you can point at this picture. It means,
I want to go home.
Exercises. Part 3. Listen and tip. 1. What did the doctor tell Peter to do? Hi, Peter. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I have a bad cold. Yesterday, I coughed a lot.
Did you take your temperature?
Yes, I did.
Did you go to see the doctor?
Yes, I did.
What did the doctor say?
He asked me to drink a lot of water and stay in bed.
That's right. If you have a cold, you should drink a lot of water and stay in bed. Are you feeling better now?
Yes, I am.
But you still need to take a rest.
Thanks, I will.
2. Where was Johnson this morning?
Where is Johnson?
I don't know.
Is he at school?
No, he isn't. He didn't come this morning.
What's wrong with him?
He had a headache.
Did he go to see a doctor?
No, he didn't.
Why not?
He said it doesn't matter, and he stayed in bed.
Is he better now?
I don't know.
Let's go and see him.
Okay, let's go. 3. Where is Daisy going?
Where are you going, Daisy?
I'm going to the hospital.
What's wrong with you?
I had a bad cough last night, and I didn't go to school this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Where are you going, Bob?
I'm going to the bookstore. I want to buy a Chinese English dictionary.
Oh, I want to buy one too, but I can go there later.
Do you want me to buy one for you?
That's really very kind of you. Please get one for me.
Okay. I'll see you later.
4. What did the doctor ask Lucy to take?
Hi, Lucy. Where were you last night?
I went to the hospital.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't feel well. I had a bad stomach ache.
That's too bad. What did the doctor say?
He said maybe I had some bad food.
Oh. Did he give you some medicine?
Yes, he did.
Did you take them?
Yes.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better.
I hope you get well soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me.